Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And here we are on a Friday, 8 o'clock hour. And man, so much going on this weekend. It's going to be great. From heading down to NASCAR, if you love racing, for everybody who loves NASCAR, it's Homestead's turn down there for the weekend. Plenty of racing going on down there. And then, of course, the Miami Open and all the top men and women will be playing, including a couple of the young stars that you can get. See matches not only on the stadium court, but the outside is got some really, really good matches to starting today. So it's going to be a lot of fun if you're getting out. And I'll just say this, man, Friday and Saturday night at the Miami Open – is just a big party of fun. And I always tell everybody, you don't have to be on stadium court. Obviously, the top matches are there, and it's set up nicely. But, man, you just to really enjoy it and the atmosphere of what they build. Great food and alcohol and bars and beautiful people. If you like to just look at eye candy. He's got that. You hear that little pause? I was being real careful how I said it.
Well, yeah, because you're going with your wife.
I'm going with my wife.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Keep your eyes to yourself, right?
I mean, yeah, but I mean.
You ever get caught looking?
Of course.
How does that go over?
No, she makes comments now. If like somebody walks by and they're half naked, you know, she'll go, wow. Did you see that? I go, yeah, of course I did.
Really?
Yeah, she'll go.
Okay.
Well, you go, no, I didn't see it.
No, you should be like, no, I'm focused on you.
That would be like,
be fraudulent, but
yeah,
you know, it's okay.
She said,
you say, no, it's not my type.
Not my type. I do that one. I do that one. Now you busted me, Woody. Good job. I have to, not me on that one. Nah, I would never be interested in that. No, you do that one, of course. But anyway,
954 just texted in. True story. This morning, my 8-year-old son asked me what low T is. I had to tell him Joe was talking about his test grades.
By the way, you be accurate. Low test grades. Yeah. Boy, you hit another one right there. Yeah, yeah. We
someone asked if Marino's gonna wear a pirate hat.
Well, he grew up as a kid going to all the Pirates games, and he is, by the way, he and his family are excited about going out there for this, and it just happens to be Pittsburgh, where his mom and his sister, brother-in-law still, he's still got his family up there. But no, I don't think he would do that.
Was it your cousin who played, right?
My cousin was a first-round pick.
Was it Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so we have...
561 said, no way the Marlins have a helmet big enough to fit your head if you were to catch the pitch. But
hey, I'm not worried about helmets. I worry about hats.
Yeah.
Nobody has, like... They have 7 3/4. Sometimes I'm okay with that, but I prefer just right at 8. Right? Nobody wants that thing tight on your head.
No.
Right? No, it's got to be a little loose.
Yep.
You see the kids now, they wear it and it's two sizes too big. I mean, it can slide either way, mm-hmm. and it kind of, you can drop it up or drop it down a little bit to the sides. But no, man, the noggin is huge to your point. Woody, we've got, besides everything else, we got 2 tickets to give away for Sunday. I thought we could do that in this 8 o'clock hour. Buckets and Bets at Hard Rock for Sunday to come out and watch all the action, man. Nonstop, college basketball, food, drink. Put your bets in and enjoy yourself, man. That's
You can just, by the way, you can just walk up and get your ticket right there and pay to get in. And I guarantee you, you will get your money's worth.
All right.
Right? I don't know what a drink costs there, Joe, but it's an open bar, and there's a buffet. And they had they had 3, like, movie theater-sized screens, and then in between the screens, they got those, like, you know, things that have all the lines on them.
Yeah, which is
I love it.
Which
yeah.
people care
I was
about.
In heaven yesterday, man. I hung out there the entire day.
I know you did.
As I am going to again today, just eating and... Watching the games.
You might want to watch out at yourself, though, man. We got to get you, after this tournament, try to work on.
No, this is like the Super Bowl for me, so this is like a pass.
Okay.
I have been doing really well, eating better, but this is like, you throw it all, like the Super Bowl, right? You don't diet during the Super Bowl.
No, not Super Bowl Sunday. You got to.
No, yeah. this is
diet
Super Bowl
off,
Sunday.
That's a diet off day. That's one of the official diet off days.
Yeah, we got 3 more days of this, so you know we'll put the body through it, and then we'll detox after or whatever.
So anyway, we'll give those away in this 8 o'clock hour. So stay with us for that, and we'll have some. If you and a friend want to go on Sunday and watch the games, and Sunday away or Sunday just a little action and watch some games, have a couple cold ones, and eat till you can't eat anymore. Whatever you want to do, we'd love to see you out there. Woody and I will be doing a show out there and.
Eat till you can't eat anymore. I like that.
Eat till you can't eat anymore.
You know what they had out there yesterday? They had a pretzel dog.
Ooh.
It was good.
That sounds good. That does sound good. You said those sliders?
They had sliders.
Love sliders.
They had tacos. They had, I'm trying to think, wings.
All right.
Always got to have wings.
Sounds like you officially got the sports diet right there.
And then they have a dessert table as well.
Huh.
With different cookies and brownies and such.
Yeah. Nobody can do it like Hard Rock.
Well, once you eat all the food, you got to have a little dessert to, cleanse the palate.
No wonder you stayed all day. Now it really makes sense why you were out there.
I stayed well after we finished the show yesterday, too.
We do have a lot of stuff with the events, and I got to be honest, I'm a big fan of tennis, and I do really enjoy the Miami Open, and it helps that I also have a wife that loves going, too. So, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it going tomorrow night and spend night. Oh, no, by the way, I might stop for one match today, on my way before I come up and see you. Get that in today as well. So, anyway, we got all kinds. By the way, did you see Joe Burrow's comments? Oh, Joe, smoking Joe Burrow. We'll talk later on to Mike Florio. But Joe Burrow goes, man, I hope. We get to go to Madrid and play. I'd love to take my 2 receivers and go over there and play and not play in that heat, especially early in the season, down at Hard Rock Stadium. I got to be honest with you. If I could handpick games here for their home schedule, because Woody, what did we talk a couple months ago about top quarterbacks are going to be here this year for home games. They got a really good home schedule. When it comes to some of the top quarterbacks, I sure would like to see Joe Burrow at Hard Rock Stadium and not have to see him on TV or in person in Madrid.
Don't get me started on these foreign games, man. Makes me sick.
I did see it's like 84,000 now.
I mean, are they trading us? Like, are we getting like?
Do we get one?
Is Real Madrid coming over here to play that weekend?
I don't know, but
are we going to get something out of it?
I can't tell you. Real Madrid always seems to be one of the two or three best teams in the world, don't they?
I don't know.
You don't pay attention?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're a limited sports fan. I always forget.
I know. I want football. I don't want their football. I want our football.
I'll take their game. I'll make them a deal. We'll go over there for one game if they give us Real Madrid for a game.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's a trade. I think we just have to send the game over there and deal with it because the NFL are a bunch of pigs.
Well, they're going to play. They're going to grow the sport.
Do they know any, like, at what point does the NFL just, like, say enough is enough and stop screwing the fans?
Woody.
You got to have 10 different streaming services to watch the
game. Woody, does hockey do it?
You're losing home games.
Woody, does hockey do it?
Do what?
They expand their game or they play
out of the country? Oh, players are from those places.
Oh, that's different. So that changes.
Yeah.
Because you care about the players and giving up.
I care about the players.
I don't know what you care about. You're all over the board.
There's a lot of hockey games.
What about basketball? What about basketball games?
There's enough. There's enough of those games.
Oh, because it's 82 games.
They're so limited on these NFL games. We're going to send it to Madrid?
Oh, don't worry.
Get out of here.
Don't worry. Somebody's going to play in Australia. How would you like to get that game?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
There's a day gone and a day lost coming home. That's
what a joke, man.
If there's a big market and we sell out in a matter of the NFL sells out in a matter of minutes, they're going to.
You said that like you were a representative for the league.
Yeah, I did. I sounded like I was working for
Roger. You are a representative for the league, though.
Yeah, I know. And you don't represent anything, so it's great. We balance each other really well.
A lot of people have been riding you on that recently.
About what?
Apparently afternoon show. I mean, you could talk about it with Solana today when you see him. But
Solana now, he's doing that pregame show. He says, what'd he say?
He said the Heat are playing hard. Yeah.
They are playing hard.
He hit me with that. And then he looked at me, and I was like, what do you want me to say, dude? I'm going to pat him on the back.
Besides playing hard, they need
moral victories.
They need a number one guy, and they got to be able to close and make shots in the fourth, yes. And, nobody wants it. And by the way, every coach says it. Every coach. I have a lot. Hey, have you? No. My guys are playing hard. You know, our coaches, we evaluate all that. They are playing hard. Yeah. Playing hard. But it's not.
I mean, it's their job.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to. Mention about, I love the effort tonight. You should love the effort every game.
Well, that's the NBA, though, I guess, unfortunately.
No,
the NBA is a mess.
Their only problem they have, when guys play, they play hard, except Jimmy here. But guys play hard.
Hey, Jimmy's going to have to start playing. I think Steph is that thing looked serious last night. Did you see that?
No. I'm done with them. I'm done with Golden State.
I know you are.
Turned them off.
I know. He fell pretty good last night, and he might miss some time. So Jimmy's back to being the top dog again, I guess.
We'll see how long Jimmy likes that without having Steph. Steph was hot too, man.
He was.
He's been rolling. He turned back the 36-year-old clock, didn't he? The way he's
been. Hey, man, no one's got the body like the guy in L.A., unfortunately, to go play into their 40s like that.
Yes, that is true, by the way.
He'll be making his comeback soon.
We got more stuff to get to here this morning. We're running super late.
No, we're not. We're all right.
No, we're not. We got to stay on time here on this show. Lynn might be waking up here. Our boss might be waking up in the next 2 hours.
He was out there yesterday. He was asking.
I would have sat with him. I would have made him have a couple of tequilas on the rock.
You're nice to him when you see him.
I am nice.
Because you are very fraudulent. But
I'm a self-admitted fraud, though.
You do a lot of ripping, and then you're very, very nice in person.
What's he do? All right. Hey, all right. Now I want to tell you about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Hey, Lynn, good to see you, bud. Hey, man. Wow. Boy, you've been coming to a lot of events, see a lot of things here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. That's what this message is all about. Chev, man, they got it rolling out in West Broward right now. Get rid of that old leaky roof. You've been talking about it. Replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials and lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to see what people are saying about them. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window, per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff in there that answers the phones for you, ready to take care of you from start to finish. That's what they do, and they do great work covering all of South Florida. If you've been thinking about it, and you know the hurricane season's right around the corner again, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, and welcome back for here on a Friday. A lot of stuff. We got actually University of Miami's got a lot going on. Middle of spring football. Have a practice tomorrow, and then Monday is Pro Day, Cam Ward Day, plus all his teammates, including his receivers, his three of his top receivers, and his tight end. And his running back will also dine to see. You know, there's a guy. I have no idea where Martinez will go in the draft. He'll get drafted. But I have no idea. I was shocked he ran 4.51. I didn't think he was that fast. So that surprised me a little bit for a guy that's a strong runner and dragged guys there late in games and saw how strong he was. But so that's going to take place. And listen, this Cam Ward thing is great for the University of Miami for recruiting and for everything. And the fact that everybody's going to be there because they got players pretty much everywhere that have a chance to, especially on the offensive side of the ball, to get drafted. Tight end, an offensive lineman, Jalen Rivers, and you just go around and a running back, couple receivers. We know Restrepo's probably going to get drafted in the first. I don't know how he's going to run. I'm really curious to see how fast he runs. I have no idea how fast he is. I know he's always wide open, but I have no idea just to take off and run 40 yards what it's going to look like. And then Cam Ward. I don't know why Cam's got to throw and all that stuff. I guess they still want to see you and see it in person, and because he didn't show up at the combine to throw. So all that, and they'll be doing interviews and stuff. Hopefully we have Mario Cristobal on Monday morning. We'll talk to the head coach at the University of Miami with all this stuff going on. We can get that done. But it's a good one. Then we go right into baseball, man. Baseball, Yankees are here. Little exhibition game. And then Pittsburgh's in town Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday to take on the Marlins. And got a hell of a matchup, man, for Sandy Alcantara's back out there. And we'll see. Marino's going to throw out the first pitch. So we have a lot of stuff going on. We got tennis all next week as well. It really gets good second week. Bo's asking me all these questions. I said, Bo, when is the really good stuff? I said, well, a lot of people will be knocked out by Sunday, and it gets a lot better next week. Because you will, if you follow tennis, you'll go, oh, okay, yep. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. So, and just as good on the women's side as the men's side. I mean it. Just the players they have, a lot of really good American players will be playing. We got a lot of actually high-ranked American players, starting with Coco Gauff and working your way down. And this story with this Russian gal, 17-year-old Mira Andreeva, is a nice story. I think she's supposed to play today. This Fonseca guy, watched a match last night, was unbelievable to watch. But 18-year-old out of Brazil, from Brazil, and he is, listen, I'm not saying he's Alcaraz yet. I don't want to get carried away like some of the guys, you know. Well, we say that stuff, man. I know we do that. Why do we always do that in sports? A guy looks good and you go, he reminds me of, he plays like, okay. I mean, just, you got to be careful. Like, Alcaraz has been really good his first couple years as a pro. Always ranked, what, top three or four spots. And let's see how it goes for this guy. But I'll tell you what, he hits it. He's got great touch and plays a lot of confidence for a guy that's friggin' 18 years old. So, yeah, they got a little bit of everything out there. And so we'll talking, showing up and enjoying some tennis out there at Hard Rock Stadium. And what they've been able to do, I had no idea what it was going to look like when they decided to put the main court out in the middle of a football field, but it looks good. It works nicely the way they've done it. And they've just gotten better from learning from their own mistakes. And so got that. Hell, F1's going to be here before you know it. We'll have that. And of course, we'll also have a draft coming up here. We're damn near a month away, a little more than a month away from the friggin' draft. And boy, that is Chris Greer time. More than ever, Chris Greer, the general manager, it doesn't matter. Even if Mike makes a pick, nobody's going to want to hear about it. That's Chris Greer's draft. And everybody knows with this team. One thing about your fan bases in football especially, they know what you need. They know by what you get, what you bring back. They're going, okay, he was okay. He's okay at the back end of the roster, but he ain't a frontline guy. Or, oh, we don't have anybody. We need somebody who can come in and play. And I think your fan base got a pretty good idea of the positions that are really important and, you know, protecting the quarterback.
So by the summer, we'll have the roster will be relatively set, right? I mean, you'll have an idea.
Yes.
And someone just texted in. They just took a swipe at you from 609 area code here, Joe. The guy says, Joe, I'm still waiting on my refund for my Dolphins playoff tickets, which I bought last year when you kept telling us they had a good team.
I thought they did have a good team.
I know you did.
And I thought they had a really good team the year before. I said
I know you
2 years ago was the best team they've had in
And that's what I'm saying in about
years.
June. You know, we'll get an idea what the roster looks like, and you can tell us if they have a good team or not.
Right now, I don't feel good about this roster.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Well, have you heard that? Have I been clear on the roster's not what it needs to be?
Yeah, I think you're pretty clear.
Okay.
You're a little optimistic, but...
What do you mean by that? Like, when you just say that, what do you mean? Like, It's not good enough right now. It's not good enough. I don't know about the quarterback. Anybody guarantee me how many games he's going to play? And that gets into the backup quarterback coming off his Jets days and 1 year not playing in Denver, and how much can he turn it around? So you're trying to poke me a little bit this morning, and that's fine.
I can't wait for you to go on there today with Solana, and you guys can fight it out for who's more of a company man for their team.
Someday you're going to be a company man like you are with the basketball team. It's just not as relevant right now. So you'll know what it's.
Oh, we had Coach L on yesterday. Loved that, man.
Yeah. That was a weird one, man. That way it just, he just.
I know.
When he said he was done, he was.
We're back, though. We're back in a big way now.
You won't be hearing from him because that guy's working his ass off right now.
Yeah, we're back.
He is out hitting it. But, yeah.
Someone said Zach at backup season's over.
The what?
Talking about Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Hey.
If he's got to play, it's probably a bad situation to begin with, but.
I am really curious to hear what the team feels about their roster right now before the draft.
What are you talking about, man?
No,
because what do you think he's going to get up there and say we got a lot of holes, we really botched this thing?
No, they're not. They can't do that. Chris doesn't even come close to that. Mike will say, you know, you're right. All the things you say about us are right. We haven't played in the playoffs in 21, a playoff game in 25 years. We can't run the ball. The numbers are, and we don't beat good teams. Mike is like, remember he got in that narrative thing?
I do.
In case you do.
The cold.
Cold, don't play well, and they got the records. They got degrees. They put it on TV. You see it.
By the way, the narrative lives on.
Oh, yeah. And it's not going away. But Chris somehow stays away from it pretty good. Chris, like, he does the we thing and you some of those things I said last year, you guys had fun. Yeah, you shouldn't say those things.
The question is, can really he get just it? Good enough to be like a give or take 500 team and keep his job again?
I know how I feel about that. 9-8 ain't great.
That's the new 500.
9-8 ain't great. And that's not going to get you. This thing can't change. It's like, and I know we're not there, but the goal is to catch Buffalo. I mean, before we get to anything else, okay. You can laugh and do whatever you want.
The goal might
be
to catch New England at this point.
No, right now, everybody's chasing Buffalo. Everybody's chasing Buffalo. I don't care about the Jets and Patriots.
I realize in theory you're chasing Buffalo, but. Someone asked 1 to 10 on your confidence level. Greer nailing this draft.
3.
Ooh. Hey, man, even if they did hit on, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 picks, it's not going to, like, dramatically change how good the team is.
It's a lot of pressure to have a lot of guys play really well. You're right.
So?
And, you know.
Just hang in there for one more year, right?
Oh, you what?
Guy says my Friday was going so well until you brought up Chris Greer.
Like
Joe says, you can't F up a Friday, though.
No, you can't. You can't let anybody mess this up. Even if I walk by him this weekend at the event.
Is he a tennis guy?
No. I don't know what he does. He should be studying the draft. He should be following guys around. He's thinking about draft, and he should be seeing what they do on the weekends.
I mean, in fairness, getting close to the draft. So, yes, if he was hanging out at the tennis tournament, I would think that'd be a little strange.
Yeah.
Because it is close.
If somebody saw him out at an event, even though he has a right to do stuff with his wife on the weekends, no matter what you think of Chris, who's actually a nice guy, but people would be saying, there's a guy, the drafts our guy. There's a guy who puts our team together, and here he is with his wife at this event. You know, I don't know. Wouldn't be.
This says, let's focus on the Panthers for the next few years.
Hey, they got it figured out. Not only that, they rehabilitate guys that were here that we thought were done. I got to tell you that the best story, one of the best stories, they got a whole bunch, including the trade to get Kachuk. But you look at Big Bob. Big Bob was done, man. Big Bob was toast. I remember talking to Goldie going, not good, man. Highest paid guy on your friggin' team is watching the playoffs tonight because he's not playing that well. And Tampa Bay was just hammering. It didn't matter who was in goal. They were and they were talking about, hey, we're going to have to get rid of him. He's getting up there. You know, we. And now, look at him. He gets in a good system, the good head coach, and a great GM. And what they've added, the pieces they have added, a core of team they've kept together, and here you are with a team at the top of their division again, looking to make another run for a Stanley Cup.
Hey, real quick, someone texted this in, and Solana was talking about this yesterday. Apparently Tobin's been on it too. This guy says, do you guys have an issue with Tua partying recently with his wife?
With him what?
There's a video of Tua at that, I think it was at the Palm Tree Club down the street here. It's like a day club type thing or whatever. I don't know. He was hanging out, having a good time. I didn't even show you the video. I don't think it's like, I don't care what he does in his free time.
I don't care. Are you saying if he's partying? I don't care if he's partying. I don't care if he got a freaking girl. I don't care what he does. I just want him ready to go.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Apparently, guys were making a big deal about that. I didn't even think it was like a thing.
Why would that be a big deal?
I don't know. I saw the video, and like Solana was like showing it to me yesterday too, and I was like, I don't know, man. Like,
so he's partying
in his free time.
They haven't started workouts officially as a team till next week or the week after. Like, I know he works out like every day. So if he's partying,
but I mean, he wasn't like, you know, he didn't have a bottle of vodka in his hand. He wasn't like guzzling fries. He's just hanging out. Either way, like, who cares?
He's got a, first of all, he's got a pretty, one of the most private lives of a quarterback.
That's true. You don't usually see him doing that.
So
how dare he, Joe? He should be in the lab every day.
I don't. By the way, if you're worried about him enjoying his off season a little bit or going out with drinks with his wife, I'm sorry. Talking the wrong guy. Use that on somebody else that's just looking to, you know, nitpick on something.
Yeah, I mean, you would drink on game day. Like, come on.
After game day, I did. You're right.
When did you cut it off? When, and you and your teammates, what was the cutoff? Saturday night?
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a few drinks night before games at dinner. We did.
Yeah.
Usually beer for me. But some guys had drinks. Then you could tell the guys didn't hydrate. Sometimes the guys would be cramping up on game day if it was a hot one.
Someone said, of course, Tua is going to party. He fleeced Ross for $50 million. More than that.
Hey, man. They gave it to him.
It was $250 million.
Yeah, $250. Yeah. But by the way, they gave it to him. He didn't put a gun to anybody's head.
No, he did not.
They did it. All these guys that do this for a living made that decision.
Oh, well.
But this thing about partying a little bit in the offseason, come on.
It only grinds your gears when it happens after a loss. That bums you out.
When guys are back to normal right after a game and you get your ass kicked and a guy doesn't play well, that bothers me, yes. Not that anybody cares. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Mike Okocie at Choice. You guys are trying to get to my Friday, and nobody, especially when that thing hits 9 o'clock, or that 9 o'clock open?
Well, I'm just trying to poke you really good enough so when you get on with it, hopefully Solana will be there and you could get on with it today.
I like Solana.
I know, but I'm telling you, he was taking some serious shots at you. He really was getting after you yesterday. Yeah.
Boy, is that his go-to? Is that his go-to going after me?
You said you're way too soft on the Dolphins.
Hey, I know one thing he doesn't like that I do on him that I don't want to go back to.
No. You got to keep it fair, all right? Company man versus company man. You got to keep it fair, right?
Hey, man. Okay, well, I'm the number one company man, apparently, so that's all right. Hey, I'll tell you who's the number one man. That's Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage. Boy, I'm telling you right now, you need a mortgage. You need to get approved quickly. Whether you're a first-time home buyer I want to let you know, first of all, fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Don't worry. Mike Okocie's got a program for you. I always tell everybody this. The guy works 7 days a week. The difference in Mike Okocie and the banks is this guy is working 7 days a week. He's a seven-day-a-week banker who can get things done, get the process started, speed it up by half the time of the big banks because you are a priority and great service that Mike Okocie is going to give you every day from Choice Mortgage. Really has no life. He's always working. Hey, 7 days a week. Saturday and Sunday. You can always get a hold of him. You out and you find a place you really like and you want to get started on the process, bam, he's ready to go. He's ready to go. And again, fixed rates in the fives right now. Go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. They're saying nice things about Michael Kotze, and they should. Guy's really, really good. And I do want to say this. Reverse mortgages for the folks 62 and older, along with your spouse. You qualify. You got a lot of equity in your home. You could really use it at this point in your life. Michael Kotze can make it happen and do it fast. So what are you waiting for? Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 60 degrees at the moment, Joe. I don't think it's going to get, looks like higher than 71 today, and a 0% chance of rain all the way around.
What a great day to walk around outside. Boy, whether you're heading down to Homestead for NASCAR or going to Hard Rock for tennis today.
Or... you want to send someone to our event?
Yeah. Hey, let's
do. We have, by the way, there's a big outdoor area out there. We got a basketball hoop, and they have this giant like beer pong setup. We use
beer
a volleyball.
Pong? Really good beer pong?
Yeah. You don't play beer pong?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, because I went to high school graduation, and I ended up playing beer pong with it, and it didn't go well.
Right.
My wife had to remind me that I didn't just graduate from high school.
Hey, man, if you want to play beer pong, you play beer pong, all right?
Yeah. Exactly. If I want to be immature and not, you know, not act my age, it's fine, right? No problem. Hey, Woody, let's do that right now, man. Let's give those two tickets away before we jump on this 9 o'clock hour.
All right, 305-567-0560 is the number. We'll take caller number 5. You come hang with us on Sunday. It is all you can eat, all you can drink, and all you can bet.
All you can bet, too. That was good.
Well,
very good.
Within limits, within reason. You know, John, so we had John Chapra on yesterday. He showed me a bet. Someone bet $300,000 on Auburn on the money line to win $1,000. So you had to put up $300,000 to win $1,000.
I watched the first half. They didn't look very good.
No. He got a little sweat out of it, but yeah, they obviously ended up winning. But
they did it, but they didn't even look into it.
Probably not, man.
It was like, we're a lot better than they are. It's not, but they went on some. Yeah,
Duke's got a huge spread today.
How big is that spread?
I don't know, 30 points, something like that. 32.5.
But Houston ended up they won big yesterday. Houston, what'd they win by? 28. They won by some.
So Duke's got the over under on the Duke game's 140.5. But the problem is, like, I was thinking about taking the Duke point total. Their point total, you can get it up to 86.5 for their total points. I don't know if they're going to score that many.
Well, if they get too far out front,
they can shut it down.
Sitting, yeah.
So I don't know. That's why we play. I got to tell you, man. Yesterday, so we're hanging out after we finished the afternoon show. It is so much fun just being around people that are going bonkers when there's garbage time baskets being scored.
Because you know, and they know you know. Oh,
it's
what's
so
at
fun.
Stake? Right.
It's so fun. A guy hits a garbage free throw at the end, and all these people at the table are hugging. They just hit their over.
No longer. Even blowouts keep you around now. Yep. Just to see, right?
And yeah, the games, to be honest, for the most part, were bad yesterday. But everyone there was having a good time. It doesn't matter.
All right, Woody. I can't wait to see this show today out there. It should be a lot of fun. Hey, we've got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio is going to join us, and we'll get into some more stuff here as we continue on. You guys have tried to take my heart away this morning already, trying to bum me out on what's going to happen with the Dolphins this year. You have tried to mess up my weekend, but you can't. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. All those trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week, 35 years in the business and going strong. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 35, maybe 36 years ago now, and it was built on great service. And Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them just keep it going. Keep it going. Same thing. Only thing is, we also now have the best plumbers, licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week. Again, when you have a problem, need a new water heater, we got a warehouse full of water heaters and all size air conditioning units for you. They're in a warehouse. We don't have to order them. They're not being flown in from around the country. They are here and they are ready to go for you. That's part of the great service at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Matter of fact, any kind of problem you have today, this weekend, next week, don't worry about it. Whether it's air conditioning, plumbing, water heater problem, we got them. And we are ready to take care of you quickly, same day installation. That's always the goal. Financing plans, we always have that. 855-PLUMBER, it's 855-PLUMBER. Any kind of plumbing problem, the folks at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are ready to take really good care of you. Tell them that Joe Rose sent you and tell them we're related, or you can just go, we used to be related, or just tell them we're really good friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.